Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am, and trying to find out if I'm eligible, because I've been talking to some people that say I am, some say I'm not. And I didn't want to sign up and get in line and wait hours, and I can't get my vaccine. So I was trying to get a little bit more information if I could get some help, please.
Oh, you're trying to take the vaccine. You dialed the wrong number, ma'am. All we do with this number is provide you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19. But I can give you the number to the vaccine appointment line.
Oh, hold on. I dialed her first. She sent me over the, I'm telling you, I dialed the 800 number off the site to do the scheduling. And I was asking her questions because she kept telling me, well, I may not be eligible. But I told him my business, I work for a State Farm insurance agent, and he has the essential letter. And then she said, well, let me just send you to the COVID hotline. So I dialed the right number. She sent me over to you all. I guess she didn't want to talk to me.
I'm not sure why she transferred you to me, ma'am, but I can give you the number to the vaccine appointment line. And it's not an 800 number. It starts with 855.
Oh, well, I think I dialed it. Well, I just called it 800, but it's 8. Oh, it's not 800. Okay, well, let me get that number. Maybe they know better.
Yes, ma'am. It's 855.
Mm-hmm.
566.
Okay.
5333.
That's 855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am.
And this for Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. They're going to ask you what county you're located in. They're going to let you know if they can get you registered to get the shot or if they can put you on the waiting list for the shot. They'll be able to help you.
Well, I sure appreciate that, Sandra. Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. Now, if you need more information, you can always visit the following websites at adph.org or cdc.gov.
You gave me the most information these 2 little seconds. You mean you talking and I've been on the phone all day?
Oh, I do apologize for that. But call that vaccine appointment line. They'll be able to help you.
Okay, but see, so if I was sick and had COVID symptoms, then that's when I talk to you.
No, ma'am. You would talk to me if you wanted to know where you could go get tested for COVID in your city.
Oh,
that's the only thing we do with this number. We provide you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19.
Well, can you give me that then so in case these other people don't have that, they don't have to try to call you back? And I won't get you. I'm going to get somebody else that don't know what they're talking about. But can you tell me that, Ms. Audra?
Now you want the information of where you can go get tested for COVID-19 in your city?
Oh, you just doing it.
That's all the information I could do. I can just tell you places that you would have to call, and they'll let you know if they charge or not, where you can get tested for COVID-19.
Oh. Well, I may not need you then. I don't think I have COVID. I'm just trying to get the vaccine now.
Yes, ma'am. If you want that thing, call that 855 number I gave you. They'll be able to help you.
Thank you, Ms. Sandra.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good evening, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.